How can we accept the guru to be as good as God when we know in the history of ISKCON that so many gurus fell down? This was a question put to me by one of my disciples in America from a non-Indian Hindu background, saying that newcomers often get stuck on this because probably when they come to an organization, they check it out on the internet, and if you check out the history of ISKCON on the internet, then this question arises, and I suspect that it's at least there, at least in the back of the mind of the devotee who asked it, because it is something that is, it seems to be hard for devotees, or Westerners, those coming from a Western background, to accept. Those who have the cultural background of a Hindu background, they can accept it more easily. It's part of the culture, but it seems to be something repulsive in the Western culture, and definitely in Islam, they don't like the idea of anyone being bowed down to or anyone worshipped apart from Allah. When Srila Prabhupada first initiated in America, devotees after the initiation, which wasn't like the initiation ceremonies Srila Prabhupada did later, the devotees were really, really what we would call very neophyte nowadays. Umapati, one of the first initiates, said he was initiated in New York in 1966. He had long hair and a beard, was wearing a t-shirt and some old Levi's that had been cut down into shorts, and I doubt if they'd taken a bath, and they didn't have tea. Maybe they didn't have tea, like whatever. They were chanting 16 rounds and following four regular principles to at least to some extent. So they asked Srila Prabhupada, well, what is it, after it was over, they should have asked before, what does it mean, initiation? And Srila Prabhupada replied, it means that you accept the guru as good as God. And that was the reply that Prabhupada gave. And they were stunned because Srila Prabhupada before this had repeatedly said, and he repeatedly said afterwards also, that the guru is not to be seen as God. God and the jiva are different. This was especially because at that time, I suspect it was especially because at that time in America, another place in the West, there was some cheater from India, some cheating so-called guru, who told his followers that he is God himself, he is Krishna. Of course, the whole thing was very cheap, so they didn't take it so very seriously. They didn't have any theology behind it, which the Mayavadis, they have a different understanding of how the guru is as good as God. But in the West, the idea isn't there at all. So the devotees were stunned. And when they asked Srila Prabhupada again, he explained that he's accepted as good as God, not that he is exactly, directly God himself, but he's accepted as good as God. And Srila Prabhupada gave the example of the viceroy in India under imperial British rule. The king rarely, I think one in the whole time of British rule, the king came once. Pancham George, George V, came to India. But otherwise the viceroy was there in Delhi, and he was treated just like the king, with all regalia, all services. He was extremely powerful, probably more than the king in England. He had more power to dictate affairs in India than the king in England in the constitutional monarchy had in London. So he was accepted as good as God, as good as the king in all respects. He was in almost all respects. He was accepted. Any gifts that were to be given to the king were given to him with the idea that he would, especially major gifts like jewels, extremely expensive or costly jewels would be sent on to London, or they would see what would remain in India, what would go to London. But at the same time, it was understood that although he was treated as good as the king, he's not the king, he's a servant of the king. First of all, those who have a problem with this should accept that the guru is to be accepted as good as God. We sing every day, Sakshad Haridvena Samasta Shastrayar Uktastata Bhav Yata Eva Sadbi Kintu Prabho Yaf Priya Eva Tasya Vandeya Guru Shri Charanaravindam. We offer prayers at the lotus feet of the guru who is accepted to be directly as good as God. This is the version of all the scriptures. But at the same time understood that to be accepted as good as God because very dear to God. This is accepted in all sampradayas, all in India, whether they be Vaishnava, non-Vaishnava, yoga sampradayas, that idea is there. And of course, the father and mother are to be accepted as good as God. The king is to be accepted as good as God, inasmuch as they represent God. The husband, Pati Parameshvara, that saying is still there, commonly in India, that the husband is to be seen as God. Atithi Narayana, a guest, is to be accepted. A guest in the house is to be accepted as treated as Narayana. How does this work? What does it mean? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami opens his Chaitanya Charitamrita with the Mangala Acharan, in which the first words, the very first words of Chaitanya Charitamrita are Vande Gurun, offering obeisances to the gurus. And then, after giving a series of verses, almost all in Sanskrit, of offering respects to the members of the Pancha Tattva, specifically to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, then he starts to explain this. And the first thing he explains is Guru Tattva. He says, Jajapi Amar Guru Chaitanya Das Tatapi Janiye Ami Taha Prakash. Although my Guru is a servant of Krishna, I also know him to be a manifestation of Chaitanya. Actually, he says, I know my guru is a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but at the same time, I know that he's a manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He goes on to say, Guru Krishna Rupan Shastra Pramane, Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa Karen Bhaktagone. According to, Srila Prabhupada uses in his translation, the deliberate opinion of all the scriptures, the guru is the very form of Krishna because it is in the form of the guru that Krishna gives mercy to the devotees. So the guru is the manifestation of Krishna's mercy. It doesn't mean that he's The guru is creating, maintaining, and destroying millions of universes, but he is as good as God in as much as he represents God and channels the mercy of God in the form of instructions through the sampradaya, through the parampara coming from Krishna. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives evidence from scripture. There are so many evidences from scripture in this regard. In this regard, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam when Krishna is instructing Uddhava. He says, Krishna says, Acharyang mang vijaniya navamanyeta karhichit namartya buddhya suyeta sarvadeva mayo guruhu. Krishna says, one should know the Acharya as myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man, for he is the representative of all the demigods. This sarvadeva mayo can also mean that he is the embodiment of all the previous acharyas, all the devotees, and of God himself. The word acharyamang vijaniyat, one should know that the acharya is me. One should know this. It's not exactly as the same as saying that they are exactly the same. It's the idea is that they should be understood to be the same, seen as one, although you also know that they're different. Otherwise, Acharya and Bhagavan, they would be total synonyms. But they're not. It's a matter of how we see it. It's a matter of perception. It's not that they're the same in all respects. Nevertheless, we find in the same Bhagavatam, in the same 11th canto, Guru Devatatma, which Srila Prabhupada glosses as one who sees his own spiritual master as his worshipable deity and his very soul. So that is the scriptural injunction. And you should believe what's said in the scriptures. There's the answer. Why should you accept Guru as God, even when so many fell? Because Shastra says to do so. That's the immediate answer. Yes, but so many fell. So it doesn't seem to tally. Well, as Srila Prabhupada writes, in Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, 30, Text 35, Purport, as he says, as touchstone is rarely found, a pure devotee of the Lord is also rarely to be seen, even among millions of liberated souls, Kotishvapi Mahamune. So definitely on the standard of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, we're not going to find pure devotees on that level loitering on every street corner. But the guru is still to be seen as good as God, according to what Krishna says. We have to accept. Same point, because he represents. He's not the same person. He doesn't have the same power as God, but he represents. But who can you trust when so many fell down? Well, what does Shastra say? We have to understand through Shastra. I didn't make this up. I learned this from Srila Prabhupada, who taught us from Shastra. Who can you trust? What does Shastra say? Tasmad gurung prapadyeta jignyasu shreya utamam shabde pare cha nishnatam brahmanyu pashama shrayam. Again, this is from the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. So, Bhagavatam says, when one has seen that everything in this world that we call happiness is simply a cause of distress, then one should approach a guru, surrender to a guru, and ask him about one's ultimate welfare. What do I really need to do? How can I find the ultimate truth? And how can you trust? How can you know who is a guru? Again, Shastra says, someone who's completely immersed in the message of Shastra and who has taken full shelter of the Supreme by the process of parampara. So the guru, Jadapi Amar Guru Chaitanya Radas, he's a servant. He's a servant of Lord Chaitanya through the parampara system. But if he fits the qualification, he has those qualities, these two basic qualities. So many other qualities are to be seen, but these are the basic ones. He speaks according to Shastra. His being is formed by Shastra. And he's fully taken shelter of Krishna by the parampara system. So see who has those qualities and pray to Krishna, that Krishna help me to get my vision correct. And if you feel you can't trust anyone, then again go to the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. You see the point I'm making? Don't trust what I'm saying. You may say, well, he's a guru. He's one of those gurus. He's one of those people who's cheating people by pretending to be a guru when he's not on the level of Prabhupada. But I'm quoting from Shastra. So if you don't believe me, believe Shastra, what Krishna says. What does Krishna say if you can't trust anyone? Krishna says, Hridehamadyang sulabhang sudurlabham plavang sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanukulena nabhasvateritam puman bhavabdhim nataret saatmaha. The human body, which can award all benefit in life, is automatically attained by the laws of nature, although it's very rare to get it. The human body is like a boat which is suitable for crossing over the ocean of material existence. And the analogy is extrapolated that the guru is the expert captain for guiding the boat. The instructions of the Supreme Lord in the form of Shastra are the favorable winds which help it on its helps the boat on its course. Having had access to all these advantages, someone in a human body who does not utilize the human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered the killer of his own soul. So there you go. Krishna says, if Krishna says to accept a guru, that's a system set up by Krishna, then he must make gurus available. He's not saying something impossible. Find a guru. Well, there aren't any gurus. He makes gurus available in the world. He also gives a system to recognize them. And you can pray to Krishna that help me to hone my intelligence so that I make the right choice. But you may say, well, so many are already disappointed. There's nothing new in that. There will be those who take that role and don't fulfill it. That was there from the very beginning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya, as we learn from Chaitanya Bhagavat and later from Bhakti Ratnaka, the historical books of the development of the early Gaurya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And even well before that, an eternal verse is there in Mahabharata, which Bhishma Dev, one of the 12 Mahajans, spoke to his guru, Parashuram. This is from Shastra again. Gurur apyavaliptasya Karya karya majanataha utpatta pratipannasya parityago vidhiyate. Someone who's accepted as a guru. A guru is to be accepted as good as God. But if you see that a person who's in the role of a guru, actually, he's not properly situated. He doesn't know what is to be done and what is not to be done. He's not on the right path himself. So you accepted someone wrongly. You thought he was right, but he's not right. Then you give him up. That's what the Shastra says. And the idea is you should give him up. Jiva Goswami says in such a case, you should give up that person if you see he's wrong. And Jiva Goswami says, but you don't just leave it at that. You have to find someone who can actually surrender to as a guru. We need gurus to guide us. If you've been cheated, it suggests that you yourself have cheated others previously, because that's how the world works. That's a tough one, isn't it? It's not my fault. Well, there's no such thing as not my fault. The presence of cheaters doesn't mean that all are cheating. Otherwise, Krishna's instructions to accept a guru are meaningless. Some people have dreamed up a philosophy which they call Ritvikvad, which the idea is that, well, we can't trust anyone. Krishna says to accept a guru, but we can't find anyone around nowadays, so let's go to Prabhupada directly. But then you can go, why to Prabhupada? Why not to Rupa Goswami directly? You could say, well, the gurus, those who call themselves gurus nowadays, they're not on the level of Prabhupada. You can also look at Prabhupada if you want and say, well, he's not on the level of Rupa Goswami. And then you can say, Rupa Goswami, he's not on the level of Krishna himself, so why don't I just go direct to Krishna? Because Krishna says to accept a guru. So it's just some kind of trying to cheat Krishna, or what is that? That Krishna, I don't accept that. Well, Krishna, I accept what you say, you have to have a guru. But I don't think that there's anyone around nowadays. You've not made any provision for that. So we'll just go directly to Prabhupada. And it's a very strange idea. It seems to be a solution, but you just can't rewrite what Shastra says and what the whole tradition follows. That's the system. It's given by Krishna. If you don't like the system, well, forget Krishna consciousness, because it's an essential part of Krishna consciousness. You want to worship Krishna, but you don't like Krishna's instructions. Krishna instructs you. You have to go via guru. You can't go to God directly. By the grace of Krishna, you get a guru, and by the grace of guru, you get Krishna. So pray to Krishna and use your intelligence and understand what's written in Shastra and just accept what's stated there. And if someone is following teachings of Shastra, followings of the parampara, you might not see it, oh, he's not so great. He also eats, sleeps, maybe mates also, because it's not forbidden for gurus to be householders, to have a family and children. He may seem in our vision to be an ordinary person, but Krishna says, don't see as an ordinary person. Understand him to be as good as me. It seems to go against our intelligence, but don't think our intelligence, our secular-minded intelligence, is greater than Krishna's. We worry a lot about gross fall down, but there are other kinds of fall downs. We don't usually see them as fall down, but it really means not going up. And I'm changing the subject a little bit. But we find Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Chaitanya Charitamrita we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warning, not of gurus in particular, but for all Vaishnavas, that nishidachar kutinati jibe hingshan labha puja pratishta dijato upashakagon. Nishidachar, not following the regulated principles, that is seen as a gross fault. But you should see also that there's no, and the next one said is kutanati, kutinati, kutniti, diplomatic, crooked behavior. The desire for wealth, becoming a guru, and to maintain your family, pay the bills, the desire to be recognized, the desire to have a prominent position, these are also contaminations. So it may be that someone hasn't grossly fallen, but they have these contaminations. It's also possible. So these things are to be seen also. So yeah, it is required to have a guru. It is difficult maybe to accept what Krishna says, or to accept that what he says is valid today as much as it was when Srila Prabhupada was present. But actually, why ask this question at all? It's right. You have to read the books also. You have to read Srila Prabhupada's books. If you read the books, you can understand. What I'm quoting from Srila Prabhupada's books, from Shastra, it's all there. You have to have faith. Faith in Shastra, faith in Krishna. Then you can have faith in Guru. But so many fell. Yeah, that's true. But still Krishna says, Acharyam mang vijaniyam, that there have been those who have fallen, and there will be those who will fall. Krishna knows that, but still he says, Acharyam mang vijaniyat, you should know the Acharya to be as good as me. So if you have a problem, you can blame this guru, the system, this, that, try make a new system, but it's Krishna's system. It's a sign of lack of faith in Krishna if we don't accept this system. And of course, having faith, it's difficult to get faith. When there are so many things which we see which might undermine our faith. But still, shradhavan jan hoy bhakti adhikari, faith is required. It's not blind faith, we have to use our intelligence. Therefore, Shastra says, you should see the symptoms of a guru. Shabde pare cha nishnatam brahmanya pashama shrayam. The brahmanyu pashama shrayam. When these are the symptoms, you should see these verses, study them, pray to Krishna for the ability to understand, for realization. It's not such a difficult thing. We have to be fortunate also. Brahmanda brahmite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasade paila bhakti lata beej. One has to be fortunate to get the proper seed of devotional service, the anyabhilashita bij, the seed of devotional service without any personal desire. Hare Krishna. I wish all the devotees all the very best in their onward journey to Krishna. Please bless me also. I also need the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. And Guru should be seen as spiritual master by the disciples, but he himself, while accepting that role, should see himself as their servant. So I ask for your blessings also. Vancha kalpa turubhyas chakripa sindhubhyavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo. Dante nidhaya junakam padayanya patyakrit vachaka krishatam etadam. He sadhu vasakala eva vihaya durat guranga changa charne kuritana. Parivadetu jano yata tata va nanu makaro navayang vicharyama. Hari rasa madhira amada. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.